This is a reading of the document titled Worksheet Grade Level. It is an individual activity and is part of the God, Gold, and Glory extension lesson in the Age of Contact unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. If you are providing written answers for this activity, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Excerpt 1. The context. Christopher Columbus wrote in his journal about how his men would trade items they considered useless with the American Indians in order to get more valuable resources like gold. Read the excerpt below to see how Columbus states he felt about this trade and how he says he handled this issue. Quote, "No request of anything from the American Indians is ever refused, but they rather invite acceptance of what they possess and manifest such a generosity that they would give away their own hearts. I forbade my men to purchase their goods with such worthless things as bits of platters and broken glass or thongs of leather, although when they got possession of one of these, they estimated it as highly as the greatest jewel in the world. The whole of an Indian's property might be purchased of him for a few coins. I thought such traffic unjust, and therefore forbade it. I presented them with a variety of things in order to secure their affection, and that they may become Christians, and enter into the service of their highnesses and the Castilian nation, and also aid us in procuring such things as they possess and we stand in need of." End quote. Excerpt of a letter from Columbus to Luis de Santangel, the treasurer for the King and Queen of Spain. Personal narrative of the first voyage of Columbus to America, Library of Congress. Question 1. How does Columbus characterize the nature of the American Indians when it came to trade? A. He claims they were very selective in what they accepted as payment. B. He claims they would trade most of their possessions for things that the Spanish considered much less valuable. Repeating question 1. How does Columbus characterize the nature of the American Indians when it came to trade? A. He claims they were very selective in what they accepted as payment. B. He claims they would trade most of their possessions for things that the Spanish considered much less valuable. Question 2. When Columbus learned that his men were trading things they thought were useless to get more valuable things from the American Indians, what was his response? A. Columbus states that he didn't allow his men to make unfair trades with the American Indians. B. Columbus states he offered many items to the American Indians to help build a good relationship with them. C. Columbus states he hoped fair trade would encourage the American Indians to help him find gold. D. All answers are correct. Repeating question 2. When Columbus learned that his men were trading things they thought were useless to get more valuable things from the American Indians, what was his response? A. Columbus states that he didn't allow his men to make unfair trades with the American Indians. B. Columbus states he offered many items to the American Indians to help build a good relationship with them. C. Columbus states he hoped fair trade would encourage the American Indians to help him find gold. D. All answers are correct. Excerpt 2. The context. The following excerpt was written by a Catholic religious leader named Bartolomé de las Casas. Las Casas accompanied Columbus and his men on their third voyage to the Caribbean in 1498. He lived there for a number of years. He wrote about the treatment that he witnessed of American Indians by Spanish explorers. Quote, "Over the 12 years of which we are speaking, and during the course of what they term conquest, which is really nothing other than a series of violent incursions into the territory by these cruel tyrants, incursions condemned not only in the eyes of God, but also by law. The Europeans have, throughout these 450 leagues, butchered, burned alive, or otherwise done to death 4 million souls, young and old alike, men, women, and children. Indeed, they invented so many new methods of murder that it would be quite impossible to set them all down on paper, and however hard one tried to chronicle them, one could probably never list a thousandth part of what actually took place." End quote. A short account of the destruction of the Indies by Bartolomé de las Casas. the Library of Congress, translated into English from the original Spanish. Question 1. How does Bartolomé de las Casas characterize the Spanish treatment of the American Indians in the Caribbean? A. He claims the Spanish treated the indigenous people with incredible violence. B. He claims the Spanish were fair and reasonable with the indigenous people. C. He claims the Spanish established trade with the indigenous people. D. He claims the Spanish hired indigenous people to guide them to valuable resources. Repeating question 1. How does Bartolomé de las Casas characterize the Spanish treatment of the American Indians in the Caribbean? A. He claims the Spanish treated the indigenous people with incredible violence. B. He claims the Spanish were fair and reasonable with the indigenous people. C. He claims the Spanish established trade with the indigenous people. D. He claims the Spanish hired indigenous people to guide them to valuable resources. Question 2. What is one significant result of Spanish conquest in the Caribbean, according to Las Casas, in this excerpt? A. The Spanish became wealthy from the gold they seized in the Caribbean. B. As a result of Spanish cruelty, millions of indigenous people were killed. C. Indigenous people successfully forced the Spanish out of the Caribbean. D. All answers are correct. Repeating question 2. What is one significant result of Spanish conquest in the Caribbean, according to Las Casas, in this excerpt? A. The Spanish became wealthy from the gold they seized in the Caribbean. B. As a result of Spanish cruelty, millions of indigenous people were killed. C. Indigenous people successfully forced the Spanish out of the Caribbean. D. All answers are correct. Question 3. How does this excerpt by Las Casas compare to Columbus's characterization of Spanish interactions with the American Indians? Repeating question 3. How does this excerpt by Las Casas compare to Columbus's characterization of Spanish interactions with the American Indians? This concludes the worksheet grade level for the God, Gold, and Glory extension lesson.